Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of your favorite podcast, Froggy the Gator. And I'm Harrison. I'm your host. And I'm grateful to be here with you today. And I have to say this now every show, but as you know, the best way to help the show grow is to tell your friends about Froggy the Gator. So make sure you tell your friends about how much you love Froggy and his friends in Gator Grove so we can have more people listening and sharing in Froggy's great adventures. And have you asked your parents about Sherwood Kids, by the way? You should check out SherwoodKids.com. That's Froggy the Gator's digital home, plus thousands of other shows, movies, audiobooks, books, other podcasts. Check it out. You're going to love it. And now, we have a couple of jokes to start today's show. And I can't really say that this is unprecedented since we've done two jokes now a few times, so I guess that means it's pretty precedented at this point. But here's our first joke, which comes from our listeners Nancy and her siblings Barrett and Josie. And Nancy is 7, Barrett is 4, and Josie is 2. So thank you, Nancy, Barrett, and Josie, for sending in this joke. This one made me laugh out loud, I cannot deny it. And it's a classic take on a classic joke. So, are you all ready for it? This is Nancy, Barrett, and Josie's joke. Why did the elephant cross the road? So normally we would think about chickens crossing the road and wondering why they would do that, but this one is about an elephant. And Nancy, Barrett, and Josie ask you to contemplate why, on this particular day, did the elephant cross the road? Did you think about it? Think about it for a second. I think you can figure this one out. Why did the elephant cross the road? Are you ready? Because it was the chicken's day off. It was the chicken's day off. Wow. This one really gets you thinking. It's like a zigzag shake and bake for your brain. Thank you, Nancy, Barrett, and Josie, for that joke. Why did the elephant cross the road? Because it was the chicken's day off. Very, very funny. And our second joke now comes from my almost 4-year-old son, who really loves getting his jokes in our episodes, and I guess he does get a little bit of a boost because his dad just so happens to write and record the episodes. So here's his joke. And this one, he's an esoteric humor kind of guy, so a little bit of weird humor for you, but I hope you're ready for it. Why did the monster truck crush the cow? Why did the monster truck crush the cow? Now, I want you to think about what the answer to this joke could be. Why did the monster truck crush the cow? Give it a second. Okay, are you ready? Why did the monster truck crush the cow? Because the cow didn't look both ways. The cow didn't look both ways. Thank you, son. What a joke. And really, hey, it's a great life lesson, too, because I know everybody listening to this knows how important it is to look both ways when you cross the street or when you're walking out of your driveway or you're in a parking lot. You never, ever walk without looking both ways. And the cow in this joke, well, she didn't follow those directions and she didn't do what she was supposed to be doing and boom, monster truck got her. So, that's important for everybody to remember. And today's story idea was written in by Quinn, who is 7 years old, and Casey, who is 4 years old, and it starts right now. Guess what today was in Gator Grove? If you guessed Terra Pterodactyl's birthday party day, then you are completely right. It was Terra Pterodactyl's birthday, and she was throwing her birthday party at the Gator Grove Trampoline Park. Have you ever been to a trampoline park? You have? Well, me too. And if you have, then you already know what they are. But let's pretend you haven't been to a trampoline park. For anyone listening who hasn't been to one, they're basically big indoor gyms, like a gymnastic gym, but they have trampolines everywhere. And you jump on the trampolines, and you can go really high in the sky, and you can do really cool tricks, and then you just keep doing that the whole time. You can play trampoline basketball or trampoline dodgeball, or you can just do tricks in the big foam pits. And today, Tara was having her birthday party at a trampoline park in Gator Grove, and Froggy the Gator, Mr. Hummus, Wormbird, Tomato Hedgehog, and even Baby the Gator were all invited. When the friends walked into the trampoline park, they immediately ran to the biggest trampoline they could find, where Tara was already doing some pretty impressive jumps and tricks. Froggy jumped on the trampoline and flew what he figured was 100 feet in the air, and he imagined himself doing barrel rolls and flips and spins as he landed right back where he started, only to jump up again and again. After they'd all gotten some great jumps in on the big trampolines, they decided it was time to take a break. So the older friends, plus Baby the Gator, all sat down at one of the snack stations to talk about what they were going to do next. "Wow, Terra," Froggy said to his friend Terra Pterodactyl, "I sure am glad you're having your birthday party here. This place is great." "Thanks, Froggy," Terra Pterodactyl said back to Froggy. "I knew everybody would like it. I like coming here and pretending that I'm an Air Force pilot. Have you guys ever done that?" And as soon as Terra said the thing about being an Air Force pilot, everybody immediately realized this was the best idea they were going to hear all day. Froggy pulled down his imaginary goggles. "Roger, Echo, Captain Delta," he said into his imaginary comms device. "This is Captain Froggy the Gator, also known as Tails, and I am ready for ignition." And he climbed into his pretend jet, which he imagined was green and yellow, with a cool red nose on the front, with a picture of a dragon on the side. "Copy that, Tails," Mr. Hummus responded. "This is Captain Hummus, also known as Big Orange, and I am ready for ignition myself as well." And Mr. Hummus imagined himself getting into his jet, which was white on top with red on the bottom, and it was rated for Mach 5, even though Mr. Hummus didn't really know what that meant. That's what he decided it was rated for. "I copy that. This is Tomato Hedgehog," Tomato Hedgehog responded, "also known as the Flying Tomato, and I am ready for liftoff myself here." And Tomato Hedgehog imagined his jet, which had some crazy kind of extra wings on the back that could shoot out tomatoes from cannons, and it was red and white too, except it was the inverse of Mr. Hummus's, and inverse just means kind of the opposite. So if Mr. Hummus's plane was white on top and red on the bottom, then Tomato Hedgehog's was red on top and white on the bottom. You see how that works? "I copy everyone else," Terra Pterodactyl said. "This is Terra, also known as Claws, and she imagined herself getting into her gray airplane, which had yellow trim along the side, like stripes, and it was extremely fast, just like she was with her pterodactyl wings." Then Wormbird chimed in. "Loud and clear, Roger Dodger over everybody," Wormbird said. "This is the Worm, and I am climbing into my jet," and Wormbird's jet was gray with orange stripes on it, kind of like a lightning bug, which he liked because he was also kind of a bug himself with his bug wings, even though he was also kind of a bird. And everybody was all set in their pretend jets and ready for liftoff on the big trampoline again when they all looked down at the last of the friends who hadn't gotten in their jet yet, Baby the Gator. "Hey, Baby the Gator," Froggy said to his little brother. "Don't you want to pretend to play jets with us?" But then Froggy remembered. Baby the Gator was too little to jump on the big trampoline. You had to be a certain height and weight, and well, Baby the Gator just wasn't there yet. He was too young of a guy. Instead, he just kind of looked around and looked at the bigger kids and looked like he wished he could play with them. Froggy looked over at his friends. They were about to have so much fun being jets on the trampoline. But then he looked back at his little brother. "You know what, everybody?" Froggy said to his friends. "Why don't you guys go ahead and play jets without me for a few minutes? I'm gonna make sure Baby the Gator has something fun to do." So Froggy the Gator got out of his really amazing pretend jet while his friends flew at Mach 4 and Mach 5 all around the trampoline park, and Froggy went to hang out with his brother in the section of the trampoline park that was built for littler kids because he didn't want his baby brother to feel left out. The end.